Welcome. Welcome to you all, to our worship. Welcome wherever you are, whoever you are. Welcome to you whenever you are watching this, our video worship. And welcome to you however you are feeling, whatever is going on in your life. Welcome to you, why ever you are with us now. You're welcome. Regular worshippers in our local communities and those who are watching us from afar but joined in spirit. We come to worship our God. Our opening hymn today is, O Jesus, I Have Promised. I remember singing this in church 40-some years ago, the day I joined the church. And it has always been a favourite of mine. O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. And we're all on a journey of faith at different points of that awakening and developing and sustaining our meaningful faith in Jesus Christ. We sing together if you want to join along. If you're following in the hymn book, it's number 644, and we're singing to the tune Thornbury. O Jesus, I have promised. Now let us pray. God, you are solid and sure and reliable, while at the same time being creative, adaptive and free. we change too. We catch sight of something new and life-changing in the teaching of Jesus, and we vow to be different, to follow him forever. Then the kaleidoscope turns and a new picture emerges, one that involves cost and letting go. One where people do not come flocking to hear what we have to say, but are hostile, or worse still, indifferent. A future that holds the real possibility of dying, and we're not ready for that. Gentle God, help us to take things a bit more slowly, to get our balance and find a way of following that is sustainable for us and honouring to you. May we neither shame ourselves by dwelling on all the mistakes we have made in the past, nor frighten ourselves by looking too far into the future. Help us rather to take one day at a time, to keep going by putting one foot in front of the other, lifting our eyes now and then and surprising ourselves to see just how far we have come. And if the way for a while is easy, let us enjoy it. And if suffering comes, give us strength to bear it. And in both, remind us that you have been there before and have promised to stay with us to the end, which may, if the impossible promises of our faith turn out to be true, will not be the end at all, but a glorious new beginning. Keep us faithful. Keep us hopeful. Above all, O God, keep us going. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This reading is taken from The Message. Matthew chapter 16, from verse 21. You're not in the driver's seat. Then Jesus made it clear to his disciples that it was now necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, submit to an ordeal of suffering at the hands of the religious leaders, be killed, and then on the third day be raised up alive. Peter took him in hand, protesting, "Impossible, Master, that can never be." But Jesus didn't swerve. "Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works." Then Jesus went to work on his disciples. "Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat, I am. Don't run from suffering, embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade your soul for? Don't be in such a hurry to go into business for yourself. Before you know it, the Son of Man will arrive with all the splendour of his Father, accompanied by an army of angels. You'll get everything you have coming to you, a personal gift. This isn't pie in the sky by and by. Some of you standing here are going to see it take place. See the Son of Man in kingdom glory."
I invite you to share in these words of a statement of faith. We believe in the God of life who creates and loves people, who acts in history and promises never to leave us alone. We believe in Jesus of Nazareth, who is Lord and Redeemer, who wants not to be idolized, but to be followed. We believe that we live in the presence of the Holy Spirit, without whom we are nothing. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we are able to become creative, lively, and free. We believe in the Church of Jesus Christ, a community where we can grow in understanding of our faith through worship, fellowship, and action. We believe God has a purpose for us in this time and this place. We believe in living, hoping and laughing and enjoying the good earth. We believe that people can change, that attitudes can change, and that God keeps leading us towards life and a new world of justice and joy. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be with you again. Today I'm going to be thinking a bit about setbacks and new starts. I'm wondering, to begin with, whether the Bible is relevant to life today. Absolutely, yes it is. But we need to know a bit about context, because the stories of the people in the Bible are full of people who have similar feelings and maybe coping strategies as you and I do, but their context is so different. If we read a passage through a couple of times and check out what was happening before and after it, we get a better sense of that context. So often, if this is missed out, we miss out on the context and the passage loses its meaning. There are a great many Bible studies and commentaries on bookshelves and online to help with this. Please do use them. They will really aid your understanding and help you to hear the timeless message of the wonderful God-inspired library of books that is the Bible. So let's look first at this passage from Matthew. If we read only the verses mentioned, we lose the context of Jesus' outburst, and we miss that at this stage of Jesus' ministry, he is highlighting the different expectations that people have of him. Is he the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah that people are hoping will lead them out of slavery from Rome? Or is he the long-expected biblical Messiah, who's going to turn expectations upside down and replace them with what are known as kingdom values? Jesus was exploring with small groups, here his disciples, who they thought he was. This was a turning point when he was challenging them to see himself as the biblical Messiah. And Peter recognised this and he blurted out that Jesus was the Son of God. But Jesus asked his followers to hold on to that knowledge, as the time was not right to let the world know. Have you ever had an experience when you got something so right you felt like you could walk on water? Well, Peter just had. This was his moment. This announcement that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Perhaps the Bible writers left out the exclamation marks, but they really should have been there, because for Peter, this was a wow, awesome moment. He was the one who would open his mouth and say what everybody else was thinking, but didn't want to say. And yet now, Jesus had confirmed that Peter was right. And Jesus went on to say that he would build his church, that is, the followers of Jesus who realise Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus would build his church, with Peter as the foundation stone, the first person in Jesus' church. It was soon after that that Jesus started talking about his death and resurrection. Perhaps Peter only heard Jesus talking about his death, because Peter characteristically and immediately said, "Never, Lord, this shan't happen to you." It's such a human response to hearing of the coming death of someone you love. But Jesus answered Peter even more astonishingly, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Put yourself in Peter's sandals. After the euphoria of realizing who Jesus really is, suddenly Peter is brought to earth with a crash. Satan? He's calling me Satan? What is that about? Jesus has his outburst. He pauses. He takes a breath and then he explains. His sights are set on the bigger context, the greater mission of showing God's love to all in ways that challenge the prevailing mindset. And in human terms, Peter was tempting Jesus to pull back from his ultimate commitment to God's cause. When we are faced with huge, scary, difficult, life-changing challenges, it's so tempting to encourage ourselves and loved ones to step back and take the easy option. And this is what Peter was thinking of. Today's context. Maybe at the start of the COVID predictions, we heard that it was predicted some people would decide to use the time to seriously reevaluate their lives. Am I living to work or am I working to live? Where do my friends and family fit into my life? What about my stress and anxiety levels? We have now an opportunity to pause and to wonder about achieving a more fulfilled and happier life. We can continue focusing on the hamster wheel of work or on the restraining memories of bad experiences of the past, or we can look to the freedom offered by leaving all of that behind and embracing other values to live by. From verses 24 to 28, Jesus explained the need to let go of the past, to leave the old lifestyle of focusing on self and the expectations of the world, or in faith, in future, nurture and nourish one's soul and live as Jesus did for others, showing and sharing God's love and compassion for all. As the message puts it, look, does it make sense to become truly successful and then to hand over your very soul? What is your soul really worth? Peter really did experience a setback with the response of Jesus. But in that was the hope of a different and a better future. That's what faith in God offers to all. We can reset and restructure our lives around a different set of values. God's values. Bringing to life our soul and making life worth living. There's been much said in the media about the resurgence of community spirit, and much of that has been driven by people of faith. But this will only last if we all reset our values to those of Jesus, living with love and compassion and justice of God's kingdom, and allowing that to bring new life for all. May your soul thrive in living out the life of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Now we bring our prayers for others and for ourselves. Let us pray. Loving God, we view you through the lens of Jesus of Nazareth, a man who experienced more and achieved more in his tragically short lifetime than most of us will if we live to be 100. If it is true that you were present in him in a uniquely powerful way, his thinking completely in tune with yours, his life imbued with your spirit, then we can look at him and see you in a new and different way, not separate from human brokenness and suffering, but one with us in loss and grieving, as well as in wonderment and joy. We pray today for all who are going through the long, slow journey of loss and grief and recovery. And that means all of us, in some way or another. The announcement of bad news. I must go to Jerusalem and suffer and die. We pray for all those who have received the kind of news that all of us dread. News of serious illness, of redundancy, or the loss of a loved one. Be with them on the roads they must travel from here on in. And for those who have to break the bad news to others, may they receive the care and support that they need. There is the immediate, instinctive denial. Never, Lord, this must not happen to you. Sometimes, O God, it is just too much to bear. And we pray for those who have been assaulted with loss on a scale that no one should have to face, or whose back has finally broken under the one last tiny straw. May there be ears to listen, arms to hold, hearts to understand until they are ready to face their truth and take the first small step forward, even when that leads to the anger, the looking for someone to blame. Get behind me, Satan. Forgive us. Forgive us when we have lashed out in anger at someone who did nothing to deserve it because they were voicing our own secret thoughts or just because they were close by. Grant us compassion and broad shoulders if someone needs to vent their rage on us. There is the bargaining, the doing of deals, the desperate search for hope. If you are willing to lose your life, you will find it. May we move quickly from false, futile deals with the universe to this real, honest deal with you. Help us to let go of whatever it is we are most fearful of losing. Then no one can take it from us. Help us as quickly as we can, as slowly as we need, to reach acceptance of a new and different future. The Son of Man will come in his glory, and you will see him. God grant hope to all who are in despair, or someone to hold a candle of hope on their behalf, until its light reaches through to warm and encourage them. God, who knows from the inside what it is to be human, with all the joy and sorrow that entails, bless us and all for whom our prayers are offered. And in a moment's silence, we bring our own prayers, our thoughts. All our prayers we offer in Jesus' name. Amen. On Friday, I was on the prescription run here in Strontian. While the medications can't be picked up from the Dalmore Nursing Home, a number of local volunteers are delivering the pills and tablets and potions. And on Friday, I was so aware that all these little packages were delivering pain relief, healing, bringing balance in so many different ways to our body's systems, bringing healing, bringing wholeness, bringing pain relief to others in our community. I was probably more attuned to all of this because on Thursday I had received a bottle of pills. Some of you know that for the last couple of months I have been experiencing some muscle weakness that was beginning to affect my chewing and then my speaking. So a little bit worrying. However, thanks to our doctors and a phone call to a consultant in Raigmore, long story short, some medication was prescribed, and having taken the first little pill, it really was nothing short of miraculous. Miracles and answers to prayer come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And so I want to make a big shout out to the NHS. We have heard a lot, of course, in recent months during the COVID outbreak, but alongside all the COVID work are all the routine and ongoing appointments and prescriptions. And so a big thank you to doctors, to consultants, to janitors, to admin staff, to porters, to cleaners, to pharmacists, to everyone who works for our NHS. We've seen lots of stones with painted rainbows and thank yous to our NHS. And some of them have featured in our online worship videos. I wonder if some of you might like, thinking about some of what we've been thinking about in our worship today, to take a flat stone, a two-sided stone, and on one side, a picture, an image, perhaps a sad face, and on the other side, a happy face, a happy word, a happy image. For so often, life is about taking the things that we have and flipping them, looking at them a different way. So maybe you could decorate a stone, a two-sided stone, reminding us of the ups and downs of life. And then you could leave it lying around your community somewhere for someone else to pick up and be inspired, touched, moved. But before you leave it lying around somewhere, will you take a photograph of both sides? And if you send it to me, we can include some of them in our future online worship videos. The little things that we create and deliver and share make such a difference in our communities, in our world. We bring our offerings, we bring our gifts of money, and they are important, but we bring all that we have, all that we can share to make life a little better for others. And now a prayer of dedication. What good is it to anyone, Jesus asked, to gain the whole world and lose their soul? Wise and generous God, we could bring all the money we had, be it a widow's mite or a king's ransom, and it might help the church. But in the economy of the kingdom, it would count for nothing. Such money as we do bring is only of real value if it represents the letting go of all that binds us to this world, and in so doing sets us free to follow Christ and to commit ourselves more fully to the service of his kingdom. So may we do. And so let it be. And hear us as we bring all our praying together, as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Praise my soul.
As we leave our time of worship together, continue your walk with Jesus. Whatever the burdens are that you carry, know that Jesus shares your load. May God's love, Jesus' compassion, and the Spirit's guiding be with you as you go about your daily living. Know the blessing from God, Father, Son, and Spirit, with you, with all, today and always. Amen. September is creation time, and over the next 4 weeks or so, we're going to be thinking about some of what it means to be in touch, not just with our Creator, but with creation. Using some materials that have been produced by Eco Congregation Scotland, we will be thinking on those things. You'll find more details at the church website, and each Tuesday afternoon there's going to be an opportunity to gather online on Zoom for some conversation around those things. During September, we also hope to return to the church buildings in some small and gradual way. Next Sunday, the 6th of September, there will be a service from Ardgour Church at 11 o'clock. And if you feel that it's safe for you to be there, you will be very welcome. We can only accommodate about 16 people. We hope that's not going to be a big issue next Sunday. You will have to wear a face covering. You will be invited to take a particular seat, so you won't necessarily get your favourite pew. But we hope that many will be able to join in worship and fellowship within the restrictions. There will be online video worship as usual. And with it being the first Sunday of the month, there will be the Zoom service at 11 o'clock, which will be our live service from Ardgour. And you can share in that via Zoom. And if you don't already have the login details for that, then do be in touch with me and I can help you set up for that. On the 13th, there will be a service at 2 o'clock at Kingairloch Church. And on that Sunday, there'll also be an 11 o'clock Zoom service. We had said that on the first Sunday of each quarter, we would have an online communion service. And we'll do that on the second Sunday of September. Just trying to juggle around all the times and places as we make this transition back to the buildings. But the online worship is going to continue, and we know that so many people locally and further afield have been able to join in these, so that will continue. On the 20th of September, there will be a service at Strontian Church at 11 o'clock, and we hope that on the 27th there will be a service at Keele Church in Morvern. Plans for all those are still very much in the making, and there are risk assessments and cleaning and different things to happen. If you plan to come along to any of those services, it would be really helpful if you can let me know. Give me a phone call, 01967 402 234, drop me an email, a message or whatever. If we know to expect you, we'll see that we keep a seat if at all possible. God bless you all as we make this little bit of our journey as the church in this area.